For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The deputy premier heads to the United Kingdom this week, kickstarting an international tour. In the UK, the Honourable Andre Ebanks will meet with government and civil service officials, attend a Cayman Finance Roundtable, and speak at Maple's London Investment Funds Forum. On Thursday and Friday, he will meet with EU and EU member states officials. Next week, he will attend client meetings and speak at the Cayman International Reinsurance Companies Association's Reinsurance Roundtable and the Ogier Fund Symposium in the U.S. 3 months' worth of National Security Council meeting summaries show crime stats and illegal immigration remain top of mind for the group. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The first summary posted on Thursday was for the NSC's April 23rd meeting, where the group got an update from the RCIPS in relation to the first quarter crime stats for 2024, firearm-enabled offenses, traffic offenses, acquisitive crime, and recent arrests and operations. Customs and Border Control then briefed the NSC on that unit's arrests, along with illegal migrant concerns, and provided an update in relation to the CBC Detention Center. Finally, the Cayman Regiment made a presentation with regards to its strategic plan and priorities. At the May meeting, the NSC got its hurricane season preparedness briefing from Hazard Management, which included exercises and training, followed by its monthly briefing from CBC and the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, which noted a marked increase in acquisitive crime. That covers things like shoplifting, burglary, theft, and robbery. Again, monthly RCIPS and CBC arrests and migrant stats were provided during the NSC's June meeting. There was also a special presentation by the National Risk Register. You can find all three summaries online at gov.ky. I'm Carsley Fuller.
The National Security Council is chaired by Her Excellency the Governor. Other members include the Premier and her Deputy, the Minister for Home Affairs, the Deputy Governor, the Attorney General, Leader of the Opposition, and the Police Commissioner.
We'll do everything we have to do to keep our country safe.
With the latest 14-member strong recruitment class kicking off last week, Police Commissioner Kurt Walton tells Radio Cayman in the coming months his organization is planning to focus on boosting community support and local recruitment efforts.
The policing profession has really come under, I would describe it as, microscopic scrutiny in the last few years, and that's the policing profession globally. And it's real unfortunate in some areas where policing is seen as not in a good light. Here in Cayman, from what I've seen, all indication, there are certain areas that we do get quite a bit of, rightfully, a bit of criticism. And my view has always been to expect, accept, and utilize criticism. That's the message that I hope that resonates through the entire organization.
In addition, Mr. Walton wants to spread word that there are many jobs within the RICPS, not just frontline officers, and the organization wants to attract local talent to help fill those posts.
There are a myriad of disciplines or roles within the organization, not only what you see on the front line in terms of the front-facing of the organization will always be, and this is globally, it's not unique to here, is your front-line policing service, your uniform cars on patrol, dealing with calls of service, being there as your first responder, so to speak. That is everywhere. But there's a whole lot that goes on also behind that.
For more information about job opportunities within the police service, head to rcips.ky. On Wednesday, Cayman marks the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Ivan, and Cayman Islands National Weather Service Director General John Tibbetts says the storm played a significant role in the history of our island's weather forecasting.
It is the developments in response to extreme events like Ivan that have meant that we are much better prepared for the impacts of inclement weather and storm surges today.
Mr. Tibbetts says today the Cayman Islands National Weather Service is a more resilient enterprise with weather radar and a storm surge model, which they didn't have back then.
The advent of Ivan proved that the National Weather Services are capable of offering effective early warnings on severe weather to the nation, and we're even better at it now. As we continue to grow from strength to strength, the need for a purpose-built meteorological facility has been recognized. And we look forward to the construction of this facility to commence later in 2024.
You can listen to Mr. Tibbetts reflect on Hurricane Ivan in full coming up just after this newscast. Utilities regulator OFREG has announced an amnesty period for businesses using professional land mobile radio devices that are not currently complying with Cayman's licensing legislation. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has the details.
The move comes to address public health and safety concerns due to their potential for interference with other radio networks and other essential radio-enabled services and devices, including pacemakers. The regulator stressed that the issue is serious, but one of unintended consequences for the most part, with businesses such as construction and hospitality companies unknowingly importing handheld radio devices with factory preset frequencies that are the same as the other existing radio-enabled services. There are serious public health and safety concerns and potential consequences of unlicensed mobile radios in use. In the release, Richard Wormersley, spectrum manager of Ofreg, says, quote, there are documented incidents in the construction industry such as two different crane operators unknowingly operating on the same radio channel and one acting on instructions intended to the other. This amnesty period is for anyone who is using these types of professional land radio devices to come forward and check with Ofreg if they require a license to operate them. Not all handheld radio devices require a license to use and operate, notably basic walkie-talkies, often referred to as family radio devices. Ofreg recently made many of these basic radio devices exempt from licensing and said that they are quite easily identifiable from professional land mobile radios. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The land mobile radio amnesty runs until the end of 2024, and the Spectrum team at Ofreg can be contacted by email at spectrum@ofreg.ky or by calling 1-345-946-4282. A man convicted of two counts of rape appealed his conviction today in the Court of Appeals. Radio Cayman's Jevi Ebanks reports.
DJ Renato Harris was convicted in 2023 of raping a woman and sentenced to 16 and a half years in prison. In an appeals hearing today, his attorneys argued that during the trial, the judge failed to properly consider whether Harris believed he had consent and whether the victim was intoxicated but still able to give consent. Harris, during the trial, claimed it was consensual and that the victim blamed him after she became pregnant. Defense counsel Amelia Fossahini contends that the issue of the pregnancy was not adequately addressed. The appellate court judges dismissed the application and said they will provide detailed reasons for their dismissals at a later date. He continues to serve his sentence at HMP Northward. Jevi Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
On Monday, September 2nd, 15 recruits started their journey to become police officers in the Cayman Islands. The men and women all took their oath as police officers and will undergo various aspects of training covering laws, policies, and procedures. The recruitment program is approximately 22 weeks and comprises of academic learning, physical fitness, and ceremonial drill to transition them from civilians to police officers. Throughout the 22 weeks, their skills and knowledge will be tested weekly with a final exam at the end of the course. After a brief summer break, the Cayman Arts Festival is kicking off its new season with music at the library. The concert will feature Caymanian cellist Daquan Smith, along with CAF pianist Glenn Inanga. 21-year-old Smith started his cello playing career in 2016 at a Cayman Arts Festival summer camp when he was 13 years old. The young Caymanian is currently a student at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, where he is in his third year of a cello performance degree. Tickets are available for the 6 p.m. September 19th show at the Georgetown Public Library at eventbrite.com. And that's your evening news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.